Blog Talk Radio.
Simply put, Jesus lived his life on this earth as the Son of God, because that's who he is. He lived his life on earth as the Son of God because that's who he is. And Peter tells us he lived his life in an exemplary way, so that we could follow in his steps as sons of God, because that's what we are. We don't have to try to be something else, but simply be who we are. So being saved, you know, is not your get out of hell free card. And neither is it your early reservation in heaven. But it's the foundation for a life of wholeness as Jesus lived it. Well, he can say, follow me. Follow. I've heard that people say, heard people say, it just sounds, you know, too much like a fairy tale, too good to be true. It's so good that it is true. It isn't a fairy tale. It isn't a story. It's the truth of God's word. Jesus calls us to a life of wholeheartedness. People rather liked Amaziah, you know, because he did quite a few good things. But the issue is not what people thought, but what God thinks. It's not me doing a bunch of nice things so you guys think I'm a really nice guy. but it's doing what God gives me to say or to do so he can say I'm a nice guy. But it's really, he is the nice guy because it's him. It's not us, not you, not me, but we are the ones called to live this life. And we live it in faith. The Bible says, not by sight, but by faith. We live it following in the footsteps of Jesus, learning from him the way, and learning of him who is the way. So the truth is that the reality of God's word is what initiates us into that life that Jesus lived and died, and for which he arose from the dead, defeating death, so that we could live the abundant life, which I think is a synonym for the wholehearted life, which is a synonym for the life which is Christ. So we're called to wholeheartedness. And it's hard to not be wholehearted if Christ is our life. And so the challenge for us from the Word of God are these few words from the book of Colossians. It begins with an if. Chapter 3, Colossians. And it says if, but, you know, when I read it, I read since. Because it's no longer a question. Since. So let me substitute that word since. Since you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. That's pretty secure, isn't it? And when Christ, our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. I know it's not very spiritual, but I feel like saying, what a deal. What a deal. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we are willing to take the challenge to live wholeheartedly. To dwell in the secret place of the Most High, to abide in the shadow of the Almighty, to be alive in you and you in us, raised up with you, seated with you in the heavenlies. Where you have, by your great wisdom and grace, merged that which is eternal with that which is temporal, so that even though we walk on earth, which is passing away, our home is in the heavens. We live in your presence. God is bigger than us. And I pray, Lord, that we will continue to live big in you, whole in you. We will live saved. By the authority of the name of Jesus. Lord, as we gather around your table to be fed on your body and on your blood, to feast on you, and to be nurtured for the days ahead. And then to rejoice in the expectancy of spending the afternoon together in your creation and in your presence. Lord, how great you are.